Hi, I'm Alex Morgan. Welcome to Debug the Hype. I'm not affiliated with any of the companies we'll mention today. Today is August 17th, 2026, and Anthropic now says it is quietly weaving an imperceptible watermark into Claude's text to satisfy new EU transparency rules. Anthropic published a changelog-style page this week that lists the system prompts used by Claude.ai and the Claude mobile apps, and the Hacker News thread around that post has nearly 700 points of discussion. The page shows per-model prompt tweaks, tone code formatting, date injection, and explicitly notes these UI prompts do not apply to the API, which matters because those UI prompts can change behavior, latency, and billing in subtle ways. Watch this because prompt changes are now a product control plane that operators and developers need to monitor, not an invisible back-end detail. Researcher Matt Lenhart reported this week on a growing gray market where brokers buy unused AI API credits from struggling startups and resell them through marketplaces and Telegram channels, with one broker offering $100,000 in daily spend. The brokers and sites like AI Credits and AI Credit Mart act as intermediaries, routing API requests, and sometimes proxying traffic, which raises fraud, data leakage, and compliance risks for both sellers and buyers. Keep an eye on this because cheap access will change who can train and scrape models, and that will force platform operators to respond. Anthropic has started embedding a probabilistic watermark directly into Claude's text outputs. The change is aimed at complying with the EU transparency code, and Anthropic's support doc says it weaves an imperceptible watermark directly into the text itself.
The watermark is not an invisible character or metadata field. It works by nudging token choices toward a secret key-driven pattern that can later be detected statistically. Anthropic claims the nudge doesn't change the meaning, quality, or readability of responses, but that assertion is precisely what set off the debate in the thread. Critics argued the company is altering user-facing prose without the user's consent. One well-read comment put it plainly. The idea that anything other than the user's needs should factor into a generation is patently offensive, and that reaction was echoed across many replies. There are three practical problems people keep bringing up in the Hacker News discussion. First, the watermark is global and tied to vendor-held keys, so verifying provenance may require sending text to a vendor detection at eye, which raises privacy and trust questions. Second, the watermark can persist through copy-paste and some edits, meaning downstream editors or publishers could inherit hidden vendor signals they never ask for. Third, this creates a likely cat and mouse with paraphrasing tools and cleaners that try to remove the pattern, which shifts detection from a technical challenge into an arms race. Not everyone objects wholesale. Defenders call it a pragmatic compliance mechanism and point out that large language models are already non-deterministic, so a tiny token bias might be tolerable to meet regulatory requirements. The trade-off being argued in public is straightforward. Do you accept vendor-driven token nudges for compliance, or do you insist on untouched text and build different detection or provenance systems?
One striking detail is how this touches everyday editorial workflows. If even a subtle bias changes word choice, then style, clarity, and signals of authorship are now entangled with vendor policy. Expect privacy and editorial teams at publishers and enterprises to demand clearer controls, audits, and probably contractual guarantees from providers before they trust AI-generated copy in sensitive contexts. Finally, watch for two concrete next moves. Either vendors will gate detection via APIs and create vendor-dependent provenance services, or open-source detection and robust paraphrase-resistant markers will emerge quickly. Either path will reshape how institutions handle AI text going forward. If a vendor can nudge tokens to satisfy a regulator, then editorial and privacy controls suddenly become product decisions to argue over, not neutral settings. I'm Alex Morgan. Thanks for listening to Debug the Hype.